Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
So let's talk a little bit about coaching abundance today.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's say you have a client that comes to you and says you notice they have lack thinking, right? There's not enough for me. I'm not good enough. I always get the short end of the stick. Maybe I'm jealous because I always think jealous is a lack mentality. Things like that. Or they even come to you and they say, you know what? I really want to work on my abundance mindset. There's a lot of different ways to approach it and to really break it down on how to actually coach that. One of the key things is to really find the client's foundational beliefs. And a great question I love to ask my abundant clients is, what do you need to believe? What are you laughing at there?
Your abundant clients.
Yes, exactly. It's what do you need to believe about yourself, the world, or others to have more abundance in your life? So really getting in that helicopter and zoom, zoom, zooming up on top to be able to get that high level view of what do they need to believe about the world to have more abundance.
You know what, Jen, while you were just talking about that, it almost made me think of like listing down criteria for people. So if you think about their health, right, or travel or family or personal development, giving back, you know, friends, relationships, whatever, and you just listed down a bunch of things, like let's say you have 10, 15 different things, and then have people rank those on a scale of 1 to 10 where they're feeling abundance in that area. Right? Because then that's going to say, all right, so around this area, yeah, I do think this way. Or around this area, I'm not thinking that way. And how's the thoughts working for them or not working for them?
I love it. I know I just went down a little rabbit trail.
Yeah, I kind of saw it.
Yeah, in my face, because yeah. I was thinking about like when you write down and you mentioned health, right? So we can have an abundance of health, but it could be an abundance of bad health.
Right.
It could be abundance of doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. It could be abundance of negative tests, right? It's just kind of interesting. That sort of goes back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago was, you know, where do we already have abundance and then how do we start to shift that? So I love that. So care. So you make the list of all the things and then you rate yourself to say, where do you have an abundance mindset around this? And if you don't, then you got to flip it to say, do I have a negative abundance mindset around it?
Right. Where is it kind of stopping you? Because it could be, okay, great. Let's just say it was something along the lines of, I don't know, let's just say travel. And it's kind of funny because we travel all the time and right now we're not. So although travel is insanely important because of this whole COVID thing right now, we don't have an abundance of travel. We're not jumping on airplanes. But the thing is it doesn't stop the mindset of like, oh my gosh, this is something that's going to happen, right? The thought of jump, like we're not going to not get on planes anymore. So the abundance, even though it's not right now for you, it's just what's your mindset around that topic.
Right. Like we were talking about this earlier, right? So we don't spend our energy saying I was going to do travel. We were going to go to blah, 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 and now we can't. We're just like, so as of right now, we're not doing this, and I can't wait until we do again because there's so many places we want to go. There's so many different cultures we want to experience. There's so many different margaritas we need to taste, right? Or whatever the case may be while we're traveling. But our mindset is, although we're not doing it now, it is around the corner. If we were to sit going, I can't believe it, we're not even traveling, and look at all the trips we've missed, and look at our Facebook memories and where we were last year, right? If we focused on what was not happening, we wouldn't be getting more of the excitement around the abundance that we know will be back in action.
And that's key, right? Because we don't get stuck in that spot of lack. It's just like, okay, yeah, no brainer. Yeah, we're in. Okay, great. It's just because it's not today doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
Right. And I think that we do a very good job about being in the moment right now. Where are we now?
Where are you?
Well, I'm here.
Right here. Right now. It just made me think of that, that when we were just talking about the travel, about that funny meme that you sent the other day about walking down the aisle.
Oh, that's right. It's the day has finally come. I am walking down the aisle.
Yeah, I got it. I can't wait to walk down the aisle someday and hear those magical words. This is your captain speaking.
That's right. That was good. So I guess the next question you can ask yourself or you can ask your clients is, what do you need to stop believing about yourself, the world, and others to have more abundance in your life? Right? So an example would be COVID is never going to end. Then you're going to get an abundance of proof of how that feels that way, how it drains your energy, and how and what's happening with it. So part of it is that what you focus on grows. So where's your attention today? Asking your clients that. What are they focused on? Where do they already have abundance thoughts that maybe aren't working for them? Anything else that you can think of that would be a good tip for the moment, Kira?
No.
You have no more abundance around the questions.
No, now I want to go book travel.
I know, exactly. All right, so things to think about. Let us know how it's going, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.